Ukraine, whose name means borderland in Slavic, has maintained its distinct identity while caught between competing empires, from Poles and Lithuanians to Russians and Germans. This position as a cultural crossroads is exemplified in the contrasting depictions of Prince Yaroslav the Wise, with a Ukrainian mustache on Ukrainian currency, but a Muscovite beard on Russian money. Ukrainian identity emerged from early Slavic settlements known for their democratic practices. The region transformed when Viking chieftain Helgi, Ole, captured Kiev in 882, controlling the vital Varangians to Greeks trade route. Under Volodymyr the Great, 980-15, Kiev and Rus evolved from a loose confederation into a medieval state, particularly after adopting Byzantine Christianity in 989. His son, Yaroslav the Wise, 1019-1054, developed Kiev into a magnificent European capital, marked by the Cathedral of St. Sophia. This golden age ended with the Mongol conquest of Kiev in 1240, leading to the divergence of Ukrainian and Russian identities. The Cossacks emerged in the 15th and 16th centuries as frontier warriors, their name meaning freemen in Turkic. First mentioned in 1492 in a Crimean Khan's complaint about raids, they evolved from scattered bands into a powerful military brotherhood. Their bold maritime raids against Ottoman territories earned them recognition across Europe. Bogdan Khmelnytsky's 1648 uprising marked a crucial turning point. After defeating Polish forces at Joffre Wady and Korsun, he established the Hetmanate, an autonomous Cossack state considered foundational to modern Ukraine. Seeking protection from Polish threats, he signed the Pereyaslav Agreement with Muscovy in 1654. However, while Khmelnytsky saw this as a protectorate, the Tsar viewed it as outright acquisition, a misunderstanding that would define Russo-Ukrainian relations. In the late 18th century, Russia's expansion led to significant changes. Catherine II pursued Russification, abolishing the Hetmanate's autonomy in 1764 and dismantling its institutions. The partitions of Poland resulted in Ukraine's division between the Russian and Habsburg empires rather than reunification. Ukraine's religious landscape defies the simple East-West divide. The Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church, established in the late 16th century, exemplifies this complexity by combining Eastern Orthodox rituals and married priesthood with papal authority. This unique arrangement emerged from the 1590s crisis in the Kyiv Metropolitanate, culminating in the Council of Brest, 1596, which split the church between Rome-aligned and Constantinople-loyal factions. This religious diversity fostered a pluralistic culture of open dialogue. Ukraine's position between Western and Eastern Christianity created two frontier churches that blended both traditions, reflecting its broader cultural position between competing spheres. A Ukrainian national awakening emerged in the early 19th century, sparked by Kotliarevsky's Eneida, 1798, the first major work in literary Ukrainian. Ukrainian culture flourished at Kharkiv University, 1805, and later at Kyiv University, where the Brotherhood of St. Cyril and Methodius promoted a vision of Ukraine as part of a free Slavic federation. The Russian Empire responded with repression, notably the 1876 Ems Ukase banning Ukrainian publications. World War I created unprecedented opportunities for Ukrainian national aspirations. When the Russian Empire collapsed in February 1917, Ukrainian organizations created the Central Rada under historian Mikhailo Hrushevsky. The Bolshevik coup in Petrograd prompted the Rada to proclaim the Ukrainian People's Republic, initially autonomous but federated with Russia. When Bolshevik troops invaded Ukraine in January 1918, the Rada declared complete independence. The Ukrainian People's Republic hereby becomes an independent, free, and sovereign state of the Ukrainian people, subject to no one. Though the Bolsheviks ultimately prevailed, establishing the Ukrainian Soviet Socialist Republic in 1922, they initially implemented Korenizatsiya, indigenization, supporting local cultures and languages. Ukrainian language instruction in higher education increased dramatically, and Ukrainian language newspapers grew from 30% to 92% by 1932. This cultural flowering ended tragically with Stalin's forced collectivization and the resulting Holodomor, Great Famine, of 1932-33. Stalin weaponized hunger to transform Ukraine into his model republic, intensifying grain requisitions while blocking migration from starving regions. By summer 1933, millions had perished. Almost 4 million Ukrainians, every eighth person, died between 1932 to 1934. This catastrophe crushed Ukrainian resistance for generations and decimated the peasantry that had preserved Ukrainian language and traditions. World War II brought unprecedented devastation to Ukraine as a central battleground between Nazi Germany and the Soviet Union. German panzer divisions cut through Soviet defenses, with Kyiv falling on September 19, 1941. Many Ukrainians initially welcomed the Germans, hoping for relief from Soviet terror, but these hopes were quickly shattered under Nazi occupation. Ukraine became a massive concentration camp where nearly 1 million Jews perished. The most notorious massacre occurred at Babi Yar outside Kyiv, where 33,761 Jews were shot on September 29, 30, 1941. Additionally, 2.2 million Ukrainians were sent to Germany as forced labor, wearing OST badges and treated as subhuman. Ukraine emerged from the war with enhanced international status as a founding UN member, yet remained far from true independence. The Republic was devastated, having lost 7 million citizens, 15% of its population, with 10 million homeless and 40% of its wealth destroyed. The path to independence accelerated under Mikhail Gorbachev's reforms in the 1980s. The Chernobyl nuclear disaster in April 1986 sharply increased discontent with Moscow across all social strata. When the Moscow coup attempt occurred in August 1991, Ukraine's parliament voted overwhelmingly for independence. The December 1 referendum delivered a stunning 90% approval with 84% turnout, effectively ending the Soviet Union. Since independence, Ukraine has faced the monumental challenge of building democratic institutions while defending its sovereignty. Unlike Russia, which resolved its parliament presidency conflict when Yeltsin ordered tanks to fire on parliament in 1993, Ukraine managed peaceful transfers of power despite severe economic decline. Between 1991 and 1997, GDP fell by a staggering 60%. The Orange Revolution of 2004 and the Revolution of Dignity in 2013-14 demonstrated Ukrainian society's growing commitment to democratic values. Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014 and subsequent military intervention revealed the ongoing imperial ambitions that continue to threaten Ukrainian sovereignty. Ukraine's location on the East-West divide has made it a cultural contact zone, but also created regional divisions exploited in conflict. The war has reoriented Ukrainian society westward, with support for EU and NATO membership growing substantially. What makes Ukraine's story so compelling is not just its suffering, but its resilience. Like the mythical phoenix, Ukrainian identity has repeatedly risen from the ashes of foreign domination. Today's Ukraine stands as testimony to the enduring power of a people's desire for self-determination against seemingly insurmountable odds. With its rich agricultural resources, 33% of the world's black soil, 99.7% literacy rate, and impressive intellectual potential, Ukraine continues its centuries-long struggle to determine its own future. The gates of Europe remain contested, but Ukraine's struggle reminds us that borders are not just lines on maps, but living expressions of human will and cultural identity.